Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Well, thanks so much for joining me once again. Benedict XVI is currently on his first pastoral journey to Africa as Roman Pontiff in this continent where 150 million Catholics live. He arrived in Angola's capital, Luanda, on Friday 20th of March, on the second leg of this visit. He began this journey, in fact, on Tuesday 17th of March, touching down in that other African nation he visited, Cameroon, where he said in French, God bless Africa.
Dieu bénisse l'Afrique.
He pronounced these words shortly after touching down in this nation's capital, Yaoundé. Where he stressed over a quarter of the population is Catholic, and so well placed to carry forward a mission of healing and reconciliation.
The Synod Fathers will reflect together on the theme, the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice, and peace.
The last pope to be seen in this part of the world was John Paul II. It was 1995, and on that occasion, he promulgated the post-synodal exhortation Ecclesia in Africa, a document which was the result of that first special assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops, held in Rome the previous year. And so it was that, 14 years on, his immediate successor, Benedict XVI, was back to pick up from that document, looking ahead to the second of these special assemblies for Africa scheduled for October 2009, issuing on this occasion on African soil the working document for it, known in Latin as the Instrumentum Laboris, announcing the theme of this synod, the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice and peace. A theme which seems particularly fitting for the second leg of his journey to Africa, which begins Friday in Angola, where 55% of the population is Catholic and where reconciliation, justice and peace is finally being embraced after 27 years of civil war. Let's recall how the ceasefire was signed there in 2002, following years during which the ruling popular movement for the liberation of Angola and the rebel group known as UNITA were bitter rivals, even before the country gained independence from Portugal in 1975. But on a more joyful note, let's get back to the Pope's arrival in this country's capital, Luanda, as we join my colleague John Baptist Tumasine, who was on hand when the Pope touched down at the Fevereiro airport there.
Pope Benedict XVI received a thunderous welcome on his arrival in Angola on Friday afternoon. Was received by the President of Angola, José Eduardo dos Santos, senior government officials, diplomats, and religious leaders. Tens of thousands of Angolans, including lay people, nuns, seminarians, and priests, sang and danced. Many had been waiting for his arrival for days. They carried banners saying, "Welcome, Pope Benedict, and bless our country." In his speech at the airport, the Pope addressed himself to Angola and to Africa. He said he remembers the people of Angola and of Africa in his prayers and expressed his thanks for the warm welcome. Angola emerged out of a destructive civil war in 2002. The Pope referred to that conflict in his speech.
The President of Africa in general, and the people of Angola in particular, a quem desejo oferecer o meu cordial encorajamento a prosseguir no caminho da pacificação.
Noting that he at one time experienced war and therefore knows well its effects, he called for dialogue as the most effective way of resolving differences and of overcoming conflict and tension because it has the potential to transform society into a house of peace.
Y por consiguiente también da vossa patria una casa de paz e fraternidad.
Angola is a country endowed with natural resources such as minerals, oil, a good climate, rivers, the sea, forests, and others.
Queridos amigos angolanos, a vostro territorio è ricco, a vostra nação è forte.
The Holy Father invited the citizens of this country to make use of these resources in a manner that helps to build peace not only in Angola, but also on the entire African continent. He warned against the temptation by leaders to use their power to oppress others, and recalled that within the borders of Angola, there are still many poor people who demand respect for their rights. He called upon policymakers not to forget those who live in absolute poverty. Angola marks this year 517 years of evangelization. The Pope praised the first Christians of this country, who, by accepting the gospel message, created the ground for the Christian faith to germinate, grow, and flourish. Addressing himself to the faithful, he said he wanted to use his visit to strengthen the Angolan Catholic community in its faith. From Angola in Luanda, this is John Baptiste Tumusiime.
Well, our thanks there go to John Baptiste for reporting on Benedict XVI's arrival in Angola, where he'll stay until Monday. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.